Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade today was higher for corn, higher for soybeans, and lower for wheat. Corn closed up 1.25 cents in March at 358. January beans up 6.25, 897. March beans up 4.5 at 879. And then Chicago wheat down 3 to 4 cents. Chicago March down 3.25 at 478. Kansas City March down 5.25 at 475.5. And July next year down 4 at 496.25. Continues to hover around that $5 level. Now, there wasn't much new information today. Most of the news was focused on yesterday's USDA monthly report, which gave us crop production, ending stocks on the U.S. and world, and then winter wheat plantings. The biggest shock of the whole report was the lower wheat plantings. They're about 4 million acres short. Where will those acres go? Will they go to corn, cotton, soybeans? You know, what will we do with those acres of wheat that weren't planted? And so that was really the big surprise. It was interesting to note that the wheat was lower today, given that. Also continue to talk about what hedge funds will do from here. They're short across the board, short a little over 405 million bushels of wheat, short 740 million bushels of corn, and 330 million bushels of beans.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's corn production number was 13.6 billion bushels. The average guess was 13.64, so that was considered bullish. They lowered the yield down to 168.5 bushels an acre, down from 169.2. And then on soybeans, production was 3.93 billion, down from a guess of 3.98, so that's a pretty big drop there. It was bullish for beans. The yield was dropped 0.3 of a point to 48 bushels an acre. Ending stocks here in the U.S., corn 1.802, higher than expected. Beans lower than expected at 440 million bushels, and wheat bigger than expected at 941. So that was bearish for corn and bearish for wheat, but bullish beans. And then world ending stocks, 208.9 million metric tons for corn, lower than expected. Beans lower than expected at 79.3. And then wheat bigger at 232. Now, overall, the report on that aspect was really pretty mixed. But the bigger picture stuff is showing that we still have a lot of grain around the world. And then the shocking part of the report was the winter wheat plantings. All winter wheat, 36.7 million, where the expectations were 39.2. So about 3 million acres less than expected on winter wheat.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, at February live cattle at 50 at 132.10, April at 32 at 133.02, January feeder cattle 55 higher at 160.77, March up 20 at 157.20, February lean hogs down 27 at 61.62, with April down 15 at 67.15, March Kansas City wheat down 4.75 at 476, May down 4.25 at 486.5, March Chicago wheat down 3.25 at 4. $4.78. March corn up 1 1/4 at $3.58, and May up 3/4 at $3.63. January soybeans 8 1/4 higher at $8.99, and March up 5 1/2 at $8.80. March cotton up 55 at $62.14, and May up 44 and at $62.60. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.